ද කවසාජන්
සභාව හෙට පෙරවරු 10:30 දක්වා කල්තබීමට යෝජනා කරන.
ද අජන්වල් මෝෂන් ඔන්ටෝබල් ලීරෝඩත හවුස්. ද අජන්වල් මෝෂන් ඔපරේෂන් ලීඩර්.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Chairman. I will first read my motion before I make my submissions on it. My motion is as follows, sir. Whereas large swaths of land belonging to private citizens were occupied by the armed forces when fighting came to an end in May 2009. Most of these lands were taken over from civilians for security purposes. For instance, civilians were evicted from several thousands of acres of land in Valigabam North in order to protect the Palali Air Base from artillery fire almost 25 years ago. But even after the fighting ended in 2009, only a fraction of that has been returned for civilian settlement, while large tracts of land are still occupied by the military, which is engaged in farming and trade, including running tourist hotels, whilst the original occupants languish in welfare centers and with host families. In the 1E2, still, several thousands of acres of land are occupied by security forces, though some lands were released in Kepa Pulavu recently by the Air Force. More lands are still occupied by the Army. The people have been staging agitations in front of these lands, urging the government to let them reoccupy the land. This was a promise given to the people by President Maithripala Sirisena before the presidential election in January 2015. People have patiently waited for over 2 years and now are justifiably demanding that the government keep to its promise and release these lands. We urge the government to take very early action in regard to this matter and release all land that is occupied by the security forces in which civilians lived prior to hostilities breaking out, and that such lands be returned to the original inhabitants without any further delay. That, sir, is my adjournment motion. In fact, in regard to this matter, I have written to the President, His Excellency Maithripala Sirisena, on the 3rd of March, that pertain really to the land in Valikamam North in Jaffna district, and the land in Kepa Pulavu in the Bulathiva district. I will not read out this letter, sir, but may I request you to kindly direct. I tabled this letter, kindly direct that the letter be included in my speech at the end of my speech. I will now, sir, make some comments on this question of lands in the northern province and the attitude of the civilian population to the question of these lands that we see through the various protests and demonstrations that are going on continuously for several weeks and in several places for several days. The people are protesting, sir, because they want to return to their lands, they want to live on their lands, they want to engage in farming activity on their lands. These demonstrations and protests have been held in support of the people who are protesting in the other province by persons living in other parts of the country, in other places. In fact, some people, including Buddhist monks, have gone and joined the people protesting in the northern province, and they have expressed their disapproval to this land being continuously held by the armed forces. Demonstrations have been held, for instance, in Kartankudi Mosque in the Barikro district, by persons who have been demanding that these lands be released to the persons in the north who are entitled to same. Demonstrations have been held in other parts of the country in support of the demands, which clearly shows, sir, that the people are of the view that the demand made by the people in the northern province is a just demand, and that these lands must be returned to the people to whom these lands are due. Sinhalese people and Muslim people have been taking part in protests in support of this demand for the return of their lands by the people in the northern province. I wish to thank the people, particularly the people from outside the northern province, the Sinhalese people and the Muslim people, who have been also staging protests in support of this very legitimate demand. Now, sir, I want to pose a question whether such a situation can prevail in the southern part of this country. Can the land and the civilian population be held by the armed forces or by the government in this way? Will it be tolerated? Will other political forces permit that to happen? Will they not intervene and ensure that the lands are returned to the people if such lands were held by the armed forces or by the government in the south? What does this demonstrate? It clearly demonstrates that the Tamil people lack power and authority in their hands to be able to take action in regard to these matters. That is why, sir, people are inflicting pain on themselves by fasting, by sitting in the open, by day and night, in the blazing sun, and without being deterred by the dew or the rain, with their families, with their children, even infants. They are protesting, they are demonstrating, and inflicting pain upon themselves because they want the world to realize the injustice that is being done to them. This situation, sir, cannot continue. It must come to an end. Continued occupation of these lands owned or possessed by the civilian population before they were dispossessed in a situation of war. Despite the war having come to an end several years ago, is illegal, and a clear denial of the legal entitlement of these people to these lands. It's a grave violation of their fundamental and human rights. Army may remain in certain limited extents of land, which are clearly identified on the grounds of national security. But they certainly cannot use our land for cultivation, to grow vegetables, fruits, other crops, run luxury hotels and restaurants, engage in commercial activity on these lands, or use them for their leisure, for golf courses, or for their residence. That would be a blatant violation of the fundamental and human rights of these people. And I don't think, sir, that situation can continue. In fact, the Human Rights Council resolution that was adopted in October 2015 states that it takes note of the review of the high security zones undertaken by the government and welcomes the initial steps taken to return land to its rightful civilian owners and to help local population to resume livelihoods and to restore normality to civilian life. That is stated in the resolution adopted by the UN Human Rights Council. It goes on further and states in paragraph 10, it also welcomes the initial steps taken to return land and encourages the government of Sri Lanka to accelerate the return of land to its rightful civilian owners and to undertake further efforts to tackle the considerable work that lies ahead in the areas of land use and ownership, in particular, the ending of military involvement in civilian activities, the resumption of livelihoods, and the restoration of normality to civilian life, and stresses the importance of the full participation of local populations, including representatives of civil society and minorities in these efforts. This is what was stated yesterday in the UN Human Rights Council resolution adopted in October 2015, 1.5 years ago. They urged the return of land to enable civilian life to return to normality. We are sorry to say that that has not happened. Might I read, sir, from what the High Commissioner for Human Rights said in a statement he made in February 2017 at the UN Human Rights Council. I refer to paragraphs 48 and 49 of the statement of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. He said, the restitution of land held by the military is still an unfulfilled confidence-building measure. Although significant areas of land have been returned, according to government figures, an additional 2,625 acres of private land and 9,288 acres of state land have been released since October 2015. A mapping of both private and public land under the control of the military and a release plan with clear benchmarks and timelines have yet to be presented to the public. It goes on to say in paragraph 49, sir, progress in the resettlement of internally displaced persons, despite the support received from the donors and international organizations, has been slow. This is partially due to a failure to release land. On 16th August 1916, the Cabinet approved a rights-based and comprehensive national policy on durable solutions for conflict-affected displacement disputes, challenges to its implementation persist. However, given that key obstacles, including land disputes relating to state occupation or secondary occupation, need to be addressed. Frustration in the affected communities has grown owing to the continued engagement of the military in civilian commercial activities. So even the High Commissioner for Human Rights, in the statement he made last month at the Human Rights Council, has referred to the problems that arise as a result of the military holding land to an extent totally unwarranted, and to the activities of the military resulting in the people not being able to return to their land and people not being resettled on their lands. So it is a matter that even the High Commissioner for Human Rights has thought it fit to refer to in his statement. Now, sir, Minister Mangala Samaravira, in a statement he made at the Human Rights Council on the 28th of February 2017, has also referred to this matter. He states that totally state land, 5,515.98 acres, and 1,383.51 acres, totaling to 6,903.49 acres, have been released. In regard to private land, he says 2,090.03 acres and 30.54 acres, totaling to 2,120.57 acres, has been released. I see a contradiction between the figures given by the High Commissioner for Human Rights and the figure given by Mr. Mangali Samarabhira. High Commissioner for Human Rights has apparently been informed that 9,288 acres of state land has been returned. But if Mr. Mangali Samarabhira's statement, the Honorable Foreign Minister's statement, goes on the basis that only 6,903.49 acres have been released, a difference of almost 3,000 acres, or a little under 3,000 acres. You got a private land, there's again a discrepancy. According to the High Commissioner for Human Rights, 2,625 acres had been released, but according to Mr. Mangala Samarabhira, Honorable Foreign Minister, only 2,120.57 acres have been released. This discrepancy, sir, and contradictions of this nature can only be addressed when there are plans in regard to both public land and private land under the control of the military for their release, with the proper extents being accurately identified, with clear benchmarks and timelines that are presented to the public, and with the cooperation of the public, this activity is pursued. So I will submit, sir, that there is a discrepancy, a contradiction between what the Foreign Minister says and what has been stated by the High Commissioner for Human Rights in the course of his statement. Now, I have done some work on this matter. I've inquired from people who are knowledgeable, who can give accurate information. And the information I want to place on record now is something which cannot be contradicted. In the Jamtia district, in Balikabam North, 4,500 acres of private land are yet to be released, largely in the Tellipala area in Balikabam North. In other areas in Jamtia district, 750 acres of private land are yet to be released. 5,250 acres of private land are yet to be released in the Jamtia district in regard to land, all of which is private land. In Mullathibu, sir, 1,080 acres of state land have yet to be released. In Maritime Patu, 166.25 acres. In Pudukkulirupu, 371 acres. In Ottisottan, 108 acres. In Tulukai, 425 acres. Some part of it is forest. In Manda East, 10 acres. In all, in Mullathibu district, 1,080 acres of state land from which people were dispossessed has yet to be returned to the people. Beyond that, in Mulithibu district, 773 acres of private land are yet to be released. In Maritime Patu, 708 acres. In Otisultan, 45 acres. In Mande East, 20 acres. That is private land and state land in Mulithibu. Beyond that, the Navy, the figures I gave early, are lent to the occupation of the Army. The Navy holds 404 acres of private land in the Maritime Patu Division Secretary Division in Vattuvakkal. The police hold 22.5 acres of private land in Maritime Patu, Otisultan, and Tulukai. That is those are the figures of the state land and the private land held by the Army and the Navy and the police in the Mulithibu district. In the Kilinochi district, sir, 400 acres of land are yet to be released, both state land and private land. In Kandavale, 163 acres. In Poonahari, 101 acres. In Karachi, 79 acres. In Pale, 71 acres. I've given you the extent of state land and private land that are being unjustifiably held by the Army, the Navy, the police in Jaffna district, in Mulithibu district, and Kilinochi district. Beyond this, lands are being held by the armed forces in Mana and Babunia. Those figures are available. So you can see from the figures I've given you, sir, there are large amount of land, private land owned by people for generations and centuries on deeds, and state land alienated to people under the land development ordinance on land development permits are being held by the armed forces, the Army and the Navy and the police in all these districts in the Northern Province. It is 8 years since the war came to an end. And as I have stated my motion earlier, there can be no justification whatever for the non-return of these lands. These lands must be returned to their rightful owners. That is their fundamental right. That is their human right. You are violating their fundamental right and their human right in holding on to these lands. You are carrying on business on these lands. You are carrying on farming on these lands. You are living on these lands. Lands are being used for your leisure, while the people who own those lands are living in welfare centers or with host families. How can you justify this? Is it acceptable? It is certainly not acceptable, sir, and it must come to an end. I'm raising this question in Parliament today because in regard to two particular matters, Valigabam North in Jaffna and Kepa Polabu in Mulithibu, I've written to the President. I'm thankful to the President. When I met him, when the land in Kepa Polabu were not released by the Air Force, and the land in Pudukuliripu were not released by the Army, and in regard to the Kilinochi Mahavidyalayam land, when I met him with two of my colleagues, Mr. Subandaran and Mr. Thirumadakaranathan, the President was immediately willing to act, and in our presence telephoned both the Army Commander and the Air Force Commander and directed that those lands would be released in a day or two, which has been done. I'm thankful to him for that. The people of those areas are thankful that those actions have been taken. But I want the government to formulate a policy in regard to land which has not been released to the northern province in all the districts, in Jaffna, Mullathibu, Kilinochi, where I've given the figures are correct, and in Mana and Babunia, there might be a plan. There might be information, accurate information, made available to the public in regard to the extent of land, the location of the land, and the plan must know release, and the plan must state when the land will be released. This is not a matter, say, in regard to which there can be any further delay. The matter was referred to in the UN Human Rights Council resolution passed in 2015. The matter has been referred to by the High Commissioner for Human Rights in the statement he has made now in 2017, 1.5 years later. And there is a contradiction between the figures given by the Foreign Minister, Mr. Mangala Sabharwira, and the High Commissioner for Human Rights. Therefore, sir, the position seems uncertain, the position seems confused. This situation cannot continue, and these lands must be released. We can't wait for another further 2 years. The Sri Lankan government has publicly announced that they're going to make a request to the UN Human Rights Council that they be granted further time to implement the resolution adopted in 2015. Whether they will be given time or not, I don't know. But our people certainly can't wait. Our people can't languish in welfare centers and live with host families at their mercy. They must get back to their own lands. They must be able to reside on their lands. They must be able to rebuild their houses on their lands. And they must be able to carry on farming activity in their land. I raise this question, sir, because our people have come to the very end of their frustration. And today, in the blazing sun, when it's raining in the rain, and in the night when there is dew, they are protesting with their families. Their wives, their children, their infants are all joining in the protest. And it's unbearable. This situation cannot continue. It must be brought to an end. And we want the government to realize that and take very early action to bring this situation to an end. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Second, Muhammad, Honorable Muhammad Mansoor.
Seconded.
Thank you. Honorable Alisar Maulana.
நன்றி தலைவர் அவர்களே.
You have 4 minutes.
இன்று கௌரவ ஆர் சம்பந்தன் எதிர்கட்சி தலைவர் அவர்களால் கொண்டு வரப்பட்டிருக்கின்ற இந்த ஒத்திவைப்பு பிரேரணை சகோதரர் மன்சூர் அவர்களால் ஆமோதிக்கப்பட்டிருக்கின்றது. அதை ஆமோதித்து பேசுவதில் நானும் மற்றற்ற மகிழ்ச்சி அடைகின்றேன். 2009 மே மாதம் போர் முடிவுக்கு வந்தபோது தனிப்பட்ட பிரசைகளுடைய பெருமளவு இடப்பரப்பை கொண்ட காணிகளில் ஆயுதப்படையினர் தங்கியிருக்கின்றனர் என்ற விஷயத்தை மிகவும் ஆழமாக இந்த சபையிலே எடுத்துரைத்தார்கள். இவ்விடயம் தொடர்பில் மிகவும் விரைவில் நடவடிக்கைகள் மேற்கொள்வதுடன் பகைமை உண்டாவதற்கு முன்னர் பொதுமக்கள் வாழ்ந்த பாதுகாப்பு படையினர் தங்கியுள்ள எல்லா காணிகளையும் விடுவிக்க வேண்டுமெனவும் அத்தகைய காணிகள் மேலும் தாமதமின்றி அவற்றின் உரிமையாளர்களுக்கு திருப்பி அளிக்கப்பட வேண்டும் என்பது நாங்கள் அரசாங்கத்திடம் வலியுறுத்தி கூற விரும்புகின்றோம் என்பதை இந்த தருணத்திலே கூறி எமது நாட்டிலே உள்நாட்டு யுத்தம் நிறைவடைந்து அமைதி நிலைநாட்டப்பட்டு பல ஆண்டுகள் கடந்த நிலையிலும் மக்கள் தமது காணிகளை பெற்றுக்கொள்வதற்காக பல சிரமங்களை எதிர்கொள்கின்றனர். வடமாகாண மக்கள் அதற்காக களமிறங்கி ஜீவமரண போராட்டம் நடத்துகின்றனர். அம்மக்களின் நியாயமான கோரிக்கைகளை அரசாங்கம் காலம் கடத்தாது தீர்வு வழங்க வேண்டும் என்பதில் நாங்களும் மிகவும் ஆணித்தரமாக இங்கு சொல்லிக்கொள்ள விரும்புகின்றேன். இதில் குறிப்பாக ஐயா அவர்கள் சொன்னபோது சொன்னார்கள் large tracts of land are still occupied by the military, which is engaged in farming and trade, including running tourist hotels with the original occupants, languishing in welfare centers என்ற அந்த விஷயம் இருக்கின்றதே. இந்த உண்மையான உரித்தாளிகள் மிகவும் கஷ்டமான ஒரு சூழ்நிலையிலே இவர்கள் ஆடம்பர ஹோட்டல்களும் ஏனைய விஷயங்களிலும் அவர்கள் இன்று வியாபார நோக்கத்துடன் இருக்கின்ற நேரத்திலே தோஸ் எஃபெக்டட் பீப்புள் ஆர் லாங்குவிஷிங் இந்த ஏரியாஸ் என்று சொல்லுகின்ற பொழுது அது மிகவும் மிகவும் அவதானிக்கப்பட வேண்டிய ஒரு விஷயம். வடமாகாண மக்கள் இவ்வாறான ஒரு சூழ்நிலையில் இருக்கும்போது எமது கிழக்கு மாகாணத்திலும் எங்களது மக்களது நிலைமைகளும் நீறு பூத்த நெருப்பாக இருக்கின்றது என்பதையும் இந்த அவையிலே கடமைப்பட்டிருக்கின்றோம். எங்களது விவசாய காணிகள் அவர்கள் பெரும்பான்மையாக வசிக்கின்ற பிரதேச செயலகங்களுக்கு வெளியிலே பெரும்பாலும் காணப்படுகின்றது. குறிப்பாக காத்தாங்குடி ஏறாவூர் பகுதிகளை எடுத்து சொன்னால் இங்கு ஏறாவூர் பகுதியில் என்னுடன் வளர்ந்த பிறந்த ஒரு மகன் இங்கு இருக்கின்றார். அவர்களுக்கு தெரியும் எந்த அளவுக்கு இந்த மக்கள் குறிப்பிட்ட அந்த வட்டாரத்துக்குள் செறிவாக வாழ்கின்றார்கள். அவர்களது விவசாய விஷயங்களுக்கோ ஏனைய விஷயங்களுக்கோ அவர்கள் எந்த அளவுக்கு பாதிக்கப்பட்டிருக்கின்றார்கள் என்று. யுத்தம் நிறைவடைந்து 8 வருடங்களை கடந்த நிலையிலும் எமது மக்கள் தங்கள் பாரம்பரிய காணிகளுக்குள் செல்ல முடியாதவாறு தடைகள் விதிக்கப்பட்டிருக்கின்றன. அவர்கள் வைத்திருக்கும் காணி உறுதிகள் அரச அனுமதி பத்திரங்கள் செல்லுபடியற்றதென அதிகாரிகளால் கூறப்படுகின்றது. அரச அதிகாரிகள் இந்த மக்களின் காணி தொடர்பான பிரச்சினைகளை கருணையுடன் அணுகாது கதவடைப்பு செய்கின்றனர். இது மிகவும் கவலைக்குரிய ஒரு விஷயமாகும். இது தொடர்பாக நாங்கள் பல தடவைகள் மக்கள் பிரதிநிதிகள் என்ற அடிப்படையில் இந்த அவையிலும் உரையாற்றி இருக்கின்றோம். களங்களிலும் சென்று அந்த மக்களுக்காக பாதிக்கப்பட்ட மக்களுக்கு அவர்களுக்கு செவி சாய்த்து எந்த நடவடிக்கையும் எடுக்கப்படாத ஒரு சூழ்நிலையும் இந்த நேரத்திலே சொல்ல கடமைப்பட்டிருக்கின்றோம். வடக்கு மக்களை போன்று கிழக்கு மக்களும் தங்கள் காணிகளை மீட்டெடுப்பதற்கு போராட்டம் நடத்துவதை தவிர வேறு வழியில்லை என்ற நிலைக்கு தற்போது தள்ளப்பட்டிருக்கின்றார்கள் என்பதையும் இங்கு சொல்ல கடமைப்பட்டிருக்கின்றோம். குறிப்பாக நல்லாட்சியின் ஆரம்ப 100 நாள் வேலை திட்டத்தின் கீழ் ஏறாவூர் மக்களின் காணி பிரச்சினை தொடர்பாக பொது அமைப்புகள் முன்வைத்த கோரிக்கைகளை விசாரித்து அறிக்கை சமர்ப்பிக்குமாறு 2015 பிரதம அமைச்சர்
உறுப்பினர்களே
உள்நாட்டு அலுவலக அமைச்சர் மூலம் மட்டக்களப்பு செயலாளருக்கு அனுப்பி வைக்கப்பட்டது. ஐயா
முடித்துக் கொள்ள வேண்டும்.
இப்போதுதான் ஆரம்பித்தேன், ஆரம்பிக்கின்ற நேரத்திலேயே முடிக்க சொன்னால். எனவே இது பொதுவாக நீங்கள் தாராளமாக காணி விஷயம் மாத்திரமல்ல காணி விஷயம் பேசுவதற்கும் தாராளமாக நேரத்தையும் தாருங்கள். இங்கே உங்களாலேயே எங்கள் கதவடைக்கப்படும் என்றால் எவ்வாறு மற்றவர்களிடம் இருந்து நாங்கள் நீதி கேட்பது? ஐயா
இல்லை, 7:30 முடித்துக் கொள்ள வேண்டும். அரசாங்க தரப்பிலே பதில் சொல்ல நேரம் கொடுக்க வேண்டும். அதனால்தான்
இவ்வாறான நிகழ்வு 12 மணி ஆனாலும் அரசாங்கம் இருந்து கேட்டு அதற்கு நல்லதொரு முடிவை தருவதற்கு நாங்கள் இன்று கேட்க தயாராக இருக்கின்றோம். எனவே மட்டக்களப்பு மாவட்டம் 2,633.1 சதுரம் கிலோமீட்டர் பரப்பளவை கொண்டிருக்கையில் எமது நகர் பிரதேச செயலக பிரிவானது வெறும் 3.74 சதுர கிலோமீட்டர், அதாவது ஏறாவூர் பரப்பை சொல்கின்றேன். இது மட்டக்களப்பு மாவட்டத்தின் மொத்த நிலப்பரப்பில் 0.14% இங்கு மக்கள் மிகவும் செறிந்து வாழ்கின்றனர். ஒரு குடும்பத்துக்குரிய சராசரி காணியின் அளவு 0.03-0.04 சதுர கிலோமீட்டராக உள்ளது. இப்பிரதேச செயலக பிரிவில் 1 துண்டு அரசு காணி கூட இல்லாத நிலை காணப்படுகின்றது. எனவேதான் 2010 வரை 2,500 பேர் குடியிருப்பு காணி அற்றவர்களாக பதிவு செய்யப்பட்ட போதிலும் அம்மக்களுக்கு ஒரு காணி துண்டு கூட இதுவரை வழங்கப்படவில்லை. எமது பிரதேச செயலகத்தை அண்டிய பகுதியில் பல 100,000+ ஏக்கர் அரச காணிகள் எல்ஆர்சி லேண்ட் இருந்த போதிலும் அவை பொதுமக்களின் குடியிருப்பு தேவைகளுக்கு பிரித்து வழங்கப்படாது அரசியல் செல்வாக்குள்ள பலருக்கு நீண்ட காலமாக குத்தகைக்கு வழங்கப்பட்டிருக்கின்றது. இந்த நடைமுறை
உறுப்பினர்களை முடித்துக் கொள்ள வேண்டும்.
குடியிருப்பு காணிகள் இவ்வாறு மக்களுக்கு அவை பிரித்து வழங்கப்பட வேண்டும் என்பதை இந்த நேரத்திலே சுட்டிக்காட்டி, இங்கு பல முக்கியமான விஷயங்களை நான் பேசலாம் என்றுதான் இருந்தேன். 1927 இதுவரை லேண்ட் கமிஷன் என்பது 1927 முதலாவது கமிஷனும், ரெண்டாவது கமிஷன் 1955 மூணாவது கமிஷன்
முடித்துக் கொள்ள வேண்டும்.
1927 ஆகியும் இந்த விஷயத்துடன் நான் முடித்துக் கொள்கிறேன்.
ஐயா, பேசுறீங்க.
நாலாவது கமிஷன் அரசாங்கத்தால் கட்டாயம் செய்யப்பட வேண்டும். 25 காலமாக இந்த கமிஷன் மாறாமல் இருக்கின்றது. எனவே இவ்வாறான மக்களுக்குரிய பிரச்சனைகளை தீர்ப்பதற்காக அரசாங்கத்தால் ஒரு முக்கியமான விவரத்தை
ஜனாதிபதி
கொடுத்திருக்கின்றார்கள். எனவே இந்த லேண்ட் கமிஷனரால் கொடுக்கப்பட்டிருக்கின்ற அந்த சிபாரிசுகளை அவர்கள் முன்வைத்து 4வது கமிஷனில் இந்த மக்களுக்குரிய விடுவை தர வேண்டும் என அரசாங்கத்திடம் கேட்டுக்கொண்டு நீங்கள் உங்களது
நன்றி
நேரத்துக்கு நன்றி கூறி விடைபெற்றுக் கொள்கிறேன்.
கரு ஜெயந்த சமரவீர.
கரு சபா சபாபதி துமணி, விபக்ஷ நாயக ஆர் சம்பந்தன் மதித்துமா இதிரிபத் கரண மெகால்தபீமே விவாதே மே யோஜனா விதி எத்துமா எக்கப்பத்தகின் ஆண்டூட்ட அங்கில திக்கரணுவா பிட்ட பேணுவா 2015 ஜனவரி 8 மத்தெங் திரவிட ஜாதிக சந்தானே ஹா மைத்ரிபால சிறிசேன அக்ராமாத் மைத்ரிபால சிறிசேன மதித்துமத் எபகேம ரணில் விக்ரமசிங்க மத்துமா திரவிட ஜாதிக சந்தானேட்ட பொருந்து வச்ச ஆக்காரேட்ட தமாங்க பொருந்து இஷ்ட நொக்கிரீமே வேதனாவ அது திரவிட ஜாதிக சந்தானேட்ட மத்து விழாத்திபினும் அனித்பத்தங்க பொருந்துவ பிரகாரவ ஜினீவா மாணவிமிக்கம் சமுழுவேதி விதேசமாத்திய மங்கள சமரவீர மெத்தித்துமா மே பார்லிமேந்துட நொதன்வா அமெரிக்கா எக்ஸ ஜனபதேட சமானுக்ராய லபாதில் அசங்கரப்பு ஈனியா யோஜனாவே அணுவ கடைது நோக்கிரீம பிலிபந்தவாத ஆண்டுவட்ட தபரகில்ல திக்கன்வா டிஎன்ஏ நாயக விபக்ஷ நாயக ஆர் சம்பந்தன் மெத்தித்துமா கரு காரகசபா சபாபதி துமணி திரவிட ஜனதாவிட உத்துரே தமங்கே கம்பி மகிமையெல்லாம் அத்தியனோனா ஏ சாதாரண இல்லீம இத்துக்கரணுவட்ட அப்பே விரோதியாக்மே அப்பியகட பக்ஷாய் ஹெபை அது திரவிட ஜாதிக சந்தானே ஆர் சம்பந்தன் மெத்துமாக்கு மே யோஜனா வரா இல்லா சிட்டின்னே சாதாரண இடம் மைத்தியாக அப்பிக்கணும் நேக்கியலாம் ஐ உத்துரு வலிகாமன் பிரதேச லபாகனிமே மாராந்திக மெஹமக்காத தெமல ஜாதிக சந்தானே ஏவகேம தெமல பெதும்வாதி வியாபார நியலன்னு ஐ ஏட்ட ஓன வேணவா உத்துரு வலிகாமன் பிரதேச இடம் நத்தியாகி அந்தோனாவ துக்கனவில்ல இல்ல கியமின் உத்துரு வலிகாமன் பிரதேச அத்பத் கரகனிமே மெஹுமென் தமாய் பலாலி ஹமுதா கந்தவுரேத்தனின் இவத் கரகனிமே பெதும்வாதி உமனாவ இஷ்ட சித்த கரகான புலுவாங் வென்னி ஏகாய் உத்துரு வலிகாமன் பிரதேச திகின் திகட்டும இல்லா சிட்டிமே உத்கோஷனை சித்த வென்னி மம கியனுவா ஆர் சம்பந்தன் மெத்துமா கியூவா கெப்ப பிலாரு கெப்ப பிலாரு இடம் திக இல்லனு ஆர் சம்பந்தன் மெத்துமால இல்லன்னு எத்தனை அப்படி தண்ணுவா எத்தனை திபுண திரவிட பெதும்வாதி கொடிங்க திபுணா குவன் நமுதா குவன் பதையா ஏ குவன் பதே தமாய் பௌகிய காலே பௌகிய காலே மஹிந்த ராஜபக்ஷ ஜனாதிபத்துமா விசின்ன விசேஷ குவன் பதையா கிதி கரலா முலத்தி குவன் நமுதா கந்தவுர முலத்தி குவன் பதையா பவட்டேக பத்கலா ஆங் எத்தனை தீன கெப்ப பிலாரு இடம் அக்கர 43 இல்லனுவா இல்லன்னு காடுது கொட்ட பிலாரு கொட்ட பிலாரு கியன வெசியண்டது என்ன தமாய் இல்லன்னு எத்தகொட எத்தகொட அப்பி அஹனுவா கொட்ட பிலவு கமே கொட்ட பிலவு கியன கிராம சேவா கொட்டாசி அதியர பாகிங் அதியர பாகிங் கெவால் ஹதல துண்ண நேத்த அதியர பாகிங் கரு நியோஜ காரக சபா சபாபதி துமணி அதியர பாகிங் மே கொட்ட பிலவு கமே கெவால் ஹதல எத்தன பதிஞ்சு கல்லா கெவால் தெசிய அசூதுனாக்கு எத்தனை ஹதல துண்ண கரு நியோஜ காரக சபா சபாபதி துமணி
ஒன்றபல்ல
Remember, it is 8 years since the war came to an end. LGD may have had a run
away in some place.
It's 8 years since that story came to an end. This is my private land. I'm entitled to go back to my land. Because you permitted the LGD, or the LGD was able to establish an air base or an airstrip in some land, does it mean that my land can be taken away for good?
Honorable.
මේ ගරු නියෝජකාරක සභාපතිතුමනි මම අහනවා ආර සම්බන්ධයෙන් මෙතුමාගේ විපක්ෂ නායකතුමාගේ මම අහනවා කොට්ටපිලව් ග්‍රාම සේවා කොට්ටාෂේ කොට්ටපිලව් ග්‍රාම සේවා කොට්ටාෂේ අධියර පහකින් පළමු අධියරේ ගවල් 50යි දෙවන අධියරේ ගවල් 101යි තුන්වැනි අධියරේ ගවල් 70යි හතරවැනි අධියරේ ගවල් 39යි තට්ටු නිවාස 19යි ගවල් ඔක්කොම ගවල් 283ක් හදලා දුන්නා ඒ ගවල් 83ේ අයිතිකාරව තමයි කොට්ට පිලව් යුද හම් ගුවන් නමුදා
කඳුරුවට
ඇවිල්ලා
කාලේ අවසානයි
කඳුරු ඉල්ලා හිටියේ ඒකයි අපි කියන්නේ මේකේ ද්‍රවිඩ ජනතාවගේ ඉඩම් අහිමි වෙච්ච ද්‍රවිඩ ජනතාවගේ ඇත්ත වමනාව නෙමෙයි මේකේ තියෙන මේ වෙන මොකක්වත් නෙමෙයි මේ උතුරෙන් හමුදා හරණය කිරීමේ දෙමළ බෙදුම්වාදී ත්‍රස්තවාදී වමනාව තමයි මේ තියෙන්නේ ඒක දෙනවා කියලා තමයි ආණ්ඩුව පොරොන්දුනේ අද ඒක දෙන්නදී හින්දා තමයි අඳෝනා තියතියා සිරිසේන ජනාධිපතිතුමාගෙන් අගමැති වික්‍රමසිංහ මැතිතුමාගෙන් මේ ඉල්ලා හිටින්නේ ඒ වගේම අපි අහනවා අපි ආනෝ කරු නියෝජ්‍ය කාර්ක සභා සභාපතිතුමනි අද බුද්ධ්‍යංශ හමුදා විරෝ හිරේ දානවා අද සුමිත් රණසිංහ නැගෙනහිර පළාතේ බුද්ධි නායකයා වාද හිරේ දාලා තියෙනවා මොකද්ද පනත ත්‍රස්තවාදී
වැළැක්වීමේ
පනත ඒ වගේම මේජර් බුලත්වත් ඇතුළු රණවිරෝ 5 දෙනෙක් කීත්නෝයට බාර දුන්න කියලා අභූත චෝදනා නගලා හිරේ දාලා තියෙනවා මොකද්ද පනත ත්‍රස්තවාදී වැළැක්වීමේ පනත සුමන්තිරන් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා මරාගෙන මැරෙන්න මරාගෙන මැරීම
සදාදාතේ
ක්ලේමෝ බෝම්බ ප්‍රහාරයක් එල්ල කරන්න සූදානම් වුණයි කිව්වා ඒ අත්අඩංගුවට ගත්ත මොකද්ද සාමාන්‍ය නීතිය ඇයි මේ කොටි ත්‍රස්තවාදීන්ට සුමන්තිරන් අපේ ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමා එතුමාට අපි ආරක්ෂාව ඉල්ලනවා පතනවා එතුමා මරා
දාන්නේ
කොටින්ට දානවා සාමාන්‍ය නීතිය එතුමා මරා දාන්නේ ගහන කහත කියන්ව හිරේ දාන්නේ සාමාන්‍ය නීතියෙන්
බුද්ධියංච
ප්‍රදානින්
වහිරේ දානවා
නායකයන් හිරේ දාන ත්‍රස්තවාදී වැළැක්වීමේ පනත ඒක තමයි ද්‍රවිඩ ජාතික සන්ධානයේ උමනාව ඒ නිසා මේ පනත අනුව අපි කියනවා ද්‍රවිඩ ජනතාව ඩිඩම්මයි වෙලා තියෙනවා නම් ආණ්ඩුව වගකීම බාර ගන්න ඕනේ ඒ වෙනත් තැන් වලින් රජයේ ඉඩම් වලින් ඒ ඉඩම් ඔවුන්ට ලබා දුන්නොත්
හැබැයි
හමුදා ඉඩම්
හමුදා රුවන් විජේවර්ධන Honorable Minister.
Thank you, Chairman. First of all, I would like to thank the opposition leader for bringing this motion. And in his speech, he mentioned of all the lands that are to be released and that should be released, and the hardships that are felt by the people in the north and the east. But again, I also think it is important that we tell this House what the forces have done since the end of the war to release these lands. Now, in 2009, when the war ended, the total amount of land that was held by the three forces in the north and east was 82,555 acres. Out of that, 52,226 acres were state land, and 30,329 acres were private land. And up till now, from 2009 to now, the total amount of land that has been released, state land is now 54,712.87 acres, and private land 24,328.5 acres. So there's a total of 79,041.37 acres that have been released by the three forces from 2009 up till now. And in Jaffna alone, I think right now there are 5,299 acres that have been held by the military. And out of that, the Palali cantonment, which is like under, I think, scrutiny at the moment, Even that, from 2009, there was 11,630 acres. Yes.
Be a little wrong. You say 82,000 in total, yes. And 80,000, 79,000 has been released.
Yeah.
That would leave only 3,000 that is still being held. In the next breath, you are saying in Jaffna alone, 5,000 is being held. How can that be?
All that is private land.
No, that's not the issue. Your calculation is wrong. Even from what you are saying, it's wrong. You say 82,000 in total, and yes. 79,000 has been released. That leaves only 3,000. Your next sentence is 5,000 alone is being held only in Jaffna.
I understand.
There's something wrong with your figures.
I will forward this this to you, Honourable Member. You can take a look at it. This is the total amount that has been given to me, the statistics that have been given to me by the ministry. I know in we have within this government we have released over 30,000 acres throughout this last 2 years, and we will obviously in the future release more land and give it to the people of the north and east, and that is a promise that President Sirisena as well as Prime Minister Vikramasinghe has given the northern and east east people. So that
the President and the Prime Minister, but things are not happening on the ground. We want them to happen, Honourable Minister.
Of
kindly
course.
Understand the plight of our people. How long can our people suffer?
I totally understand, Honourable Member. I mean, we also have issues. When we do release the land, there is also we have to then think about deployment of the soldiers from that area. We have to look for other land. Then we have to make we have to construct the quarters for them to live in, and all these. So there are issues for us as well when we do release these lands. But it's not that we don't want to. I mean, we have been cooperating with the TNA and I think throughout this last 2 years we've done a significant amount of work on this release of land, and we will do more. I think even in Cape of Pillau, I remember we spoke on this issue in Parliament, and even that we said this can be sorted out. And as you said, Honourable Member, the President himself got involved, and he said yes, release it, and they did. And so these issues can be resolved. I mean, it will take a bit of time, I know, and I know the frustration the people in the north are feeling. I know the frustration that the people in the east are feeling. And we do want to settle this we are committed to the reconciliation process. But at the same time, we do not want to compromise on the national security of the land, as you said. And certain lands, I know, we cannot compromise on, because they could be state land or private land. But when it comes to national security, that land cannot be compromised. But we are willing to compensate on those lands, and that we have been straightforward. If it's private land, we will definitely compensate the people who owns that land. So there is absolutely no hindrance in that way from the government. We are committed. I know it's taking a long time, but slowly but surely we are going forward. But I know there's certain mix-up in these statistics. Mr. Sumandiran, I will forward this to you, and you can take a look. And maybe if there are mistakes in this, you can actually tell me exactly where the statistics are wrong in this. Mr. Opposition Leader, we will absolutely look into this. I think there is no compromise on that issue on when it comes to the President, the Prime Minister, or this government. I know it's taking a bit of time, but we do not want to block this in any way or to keep the people out of their lands in the north or in the east. We will do whatever we can to accommodate the requests of the people in those areas. Thank you.
Honorable Swaminathan.
I must thank the Honorable Opposition Leader Sambandan to have raised these issues, and I also thank Honorable Ruan Bijabana giving assurance that the armed forces will consider all his requests. This is an issue that is burning in the north, and I totally agree with Honorable Sambandan. I have taken this matter on numerous occasions, even with His Excellency. Even Kepa Vilalan, I spoke to him before the cabinet on the 14th, I personally met him, and then he took the liberty of speaking to the army commander, and subsequently Honorable Ms. Sambandan also had met him, and the army commander had told me by the 28th of February that he will release the lands that he could release. Even I spoke to him, the army commander, a few days ago, and he said that, then I asked him about the lands that have been occupied by him, which are run by as commercial establishments. Then he assured that down the A9 road, all the commercial establishments occupied by the army have been released on the A9 road. But as Honorable Sambandan said, there are certain other lands also that have been held. I totally agree with this. I mean, these are matters which I have taken up personally with the armed forces, but they have also, as Honorable Ruan Vijayavana correctly said, compromising of state security is also another question. But when I spoke to him even 3 days ago, I spoke to the army commander, and he said he is making all arrangements, even sometimes to even change the army cantonments. You know, I don't know how far that is correct. I can't rebut that position. The Honorable Minister is here. This is what he mentioned to me. So genuinely, the army commander is also cooperating with us. I must say, Lieutenant General Krisanta, he has been very cooperative, and he has done his best. And he is also very closely working towards the end to it. When I asked him what will be the date, that he is there any date, as Honorable Sambandan said, we can't allow this to go on for years and years. We can't allow it to go on for another 2 years. But he couldn't assure you, me to be frank, a date on which all these other lands may be considered to be given. But he says that he will take all necessary steps that have been taken now under the directions of His Excellency the President, as well as by the Honorable Prime Minister, to see that these lands are released to the public, the people. It's a very, very burning question, and I totally agree with Honorable Sambandan and also the TNA, because they have a responsibility towards the people, and we too have a responsibility towards the people, and I as a Tamil, as well as the government, we have to take the responsibility, and I also am endeavoring my best in my own way to consider these issues, and I am in touch with the relevant forces, and I hope and trust that very soon these lands will be given, as Honorable Sambandan had questioned, and will satisfy the northern as well as the eastern people. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Order, please. Sabai Othuvaikapadugirathu Naalai Kaalai 10:30 Mani Varai.